Andrew Forsman's online. Of course, he and Murray Baker have got these horses today in the gloaming. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, guys.
Looking forward to seeing them again. You've plotted your path. Quick Thinker was able to do the right thing first up here. How have they been the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, they've obviously had to keep ticking over, but they've both trained on really well. They haven't missed a beat, and both seem in very good order heading into today.
Heavy track to dry track with Quick Thinker, that's no issue at all, is it, Andrew?
I wouldn't have thought so. I'd hate to think we're using that as an excuse. We came over here probably thinking he'd be better on top of the ground. So, no, it'll be interesting. I guess the biggest thing is there's a couple of good ones that come into it that he didn't meet last time.
And we've got a couple of go-forward horses here, probably only two. Could your horse race any closer from an could he take advantage of that inside draw today?
Yeah, I think both of our horses will go forward from the draw. And obviously you'd want to be in the first four or five with them, and that would suit ideally.
I see you were at Roding the other day and you got Damien Lane booked today. What's the what was the thinking there? Is you got other options or...?
Hugh was just a little bit unsure at the beginning of the week as to how his finger was going to hold up throughout the day.
Okay.
He didn't want to take too many rides, so we just thought it was probably the best thing to do. Give him the couple on the day, and Damien was a good replacement.
Rhaegar, well, he's in the shadow of his stable mate, but you wouldn't treat him too lightly here.
No, I don't think so. But back on the good track is the key for him. He's a big striding horse. His wheels were spinning a bit at Rosehill the other day on the wet track, and he didn't get wound up until late. He just needs a clear, uninterrupted run. So I guess our thinking will be to put him up on the pace a bit if we can and just get him rolling.
Okay. So full steam ahead for the Champions Stakes for both of them after today and maybe on to Melbourne then?
Well, yeah, today's a very big day for both of them. Obviously, they need to put their hand up, and, yeah, hopefully they can measure up. But, no, they couldn't be better going into it, so there'll be no excuses.
And just on the Ron's point there about Bowman, we know that he's had the hand. He rode in trials yesterday, and he's certainly back today riding a couple of horses. But you use Damien Lane a lot. Does he just suit the way that you normally ride your horses?
I guess we've just had a good association from when he won the Derby on John Snow. He's very obliging. He's based down in Flemington, obviously, and rides a lot of our horses and work down there. All the three that we've got, he's very helpful in getting those done. So, no, he's obliging. He's good to work with, and yeah, it has been a good partnership.
And Melbourne, how's the team there looking? Madison County ran last week, didn't get a lot of opportunity at the right time. How's it building up down there?
Yeah, they're getting there. Long Jack, was solid in a muddling run race. He hit the line well enough, so he's on target for a crack at a Derby. Madison County will improve a lot with that first up run. And yeah, hopefully the chosen one can measure up to those weight for age horses tomorrow.
The reports seem to be good off work earlier in the week.
Yeah, they've all been working well. And I think he's a very laid-back track worker. He only sort of does what he has to. And we're hoping from a good draw... with that first up run under his belt, you know, he gets his chance to prove that he's up to it.
Understand. All right, Andrew, good luck today. A lot of expectation on these two and the build-up to the spring champion and who knows beyond that. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.